Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm excited to speak to you again today, to give you our new teaching today on geology chapter 7. Actually, it is satnology what we had until now. Our Bible text is from Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Praise God. In our study, we finished so far from the beginning of the time. And we finished last week with a rapture of the church. Today we look at the final course and the end of Satan. Satan's influence and activity is mainly against the church, but he deceived the whole world. His headquarters is in heavenly places, where he rules as prince of the aerial regions, according to Ephesians 6:12. After the rapture, after the translation of the church from earthly scene to the heavenly scene, the next predicted event is in spiritual history is the casting out of Satan and his angels. Until now, they still have a place in heaven, but they will lose their place up there. We read about this casting out of casting down of Satan in the Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 12. It says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Michael, who didn't dare to bring an accusation against Satan before, is now given authority and power and leadership over all the holy angels to engage Satan and his evil spirits in a determined contest. Frustrated and desperate to see that he lost the dominion over earth, over the death of is broken, when the saints were raised and the living saints were raptured, the devil has no more chance over them, no more control over them, and he cannot perceive them anymore. He called all his principalities and powers and evil spirits and demons to fight against Michael and the holy angels. But he lost, of course. And the heavenly places was cleansed of his foul presence forever. Revelation 12:8, it says, but they did not prevail, nor was found a place found for them in heaven any longer. There was no more place for them in heaven any longer. Praise God. From now on, we see Satan's successive judgment in successive measure. He was already judged at the cross. Now he's cast out of heaven. At Christ's return, he will be thrown into the abyss and finally into the lake of fire. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So Jesus says those who are cursed by him, the living beings, they will also go into the lake of fire. But before the final punishment comes, there is still evil going on. Paul has prophesied about this time in 2nd book of Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 12, 6 to 9. And now know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. What is holding the Antichrist back? It's the church. When the church is taken up, the Antichrist will be revealed. The church is the salt of the world. It's a great restraining influence in this corrupt world. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit, in the empowering personal presence of God, that is what hinders the purpose of Satan and in this age. The Holy Spirit is resident in the church, the body of born again believers. But when the church is translated, the restraint will cease, and then the wicked one will be revealed. As he will be cast to the earth, Satan will determine to kill anybody who has or had any relationship with God. The nation of Israel and anyone who had a covenant with God will feel the full force of the devil's wrath. Satan is a spirit, and therefore he must manifest in human sphere through an earthly organism with mind, body, and action. In this way, the Antichrist becomes a very embodiment of evil, receiving his power and authority directly from Satan, who once said, "I will give it to whomever I will." When he appears, people will know his identity. He will become the ruler of this world. He will have political sovereignty over the whole world. He is a beast of Revelation 11:7. He is a word of the power of Daniel 7:24-26. He is a desolator of Daniel 9:27. And the abomination of Matthew 24:15. Praise God. There are more names given in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. He is the world's last tyrannical leader, but he is doomed to destruction. As the Holy Trinity is the embodiment of godliness, so the embodiment of evil is a manifestation of the counterfeit Trinity. First, the devil, the dragon, the devil, from Revelation 12:9. Then the Antichrist, the blasphemous leader of the last Satan-inspired world system, according to Revelation 13, 1 to 10, and the false prophet, the third person of the evil trio, the culmination of all ecclesiastical heresy. By signs and wonders, he will deceive the whole world to worship the beast, which is the Antichrist. With the help of the false prophet, he will set himself up as God in the temple of God, which will be rebuilt in Jerusalem, showing himself that he is God. You can read that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In the climax of blasphemy, Satan's original unholy ambition can be clearly recognized when he said, "I will be like the Most High." You read that in Isaiah 14, 14, where Satan wanted to be the Most High. He deceived and he deluded the world. They worship the dragon, the old serpent, the devil. In the past, people worshiped demons, because all those who worshiped idols worshiped demons. But at this time, it will be clear and blunt devil worship. Exalted by pride and confidence of world dominion, through the Antichrist gathers the kings of the earth for an open battle against God and his Christ. But actually, it is God who gathers them for judicial judgment, employing the satanic trinity itself to carry out the divine purpose. Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. It says, "Demons which go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." This war will not be nation against nation. It's the seed of the serpent, the Antichrist and his armies, against the seed of the woman, Christ, and those who are with him. The result of the battle is clearly determined. The sovereignty of the earth, already declared in the mind and purpose of God, is settled forever before heaven, earth, and hell by complete overthrow of Satan's power and his usurped dominion. No details of the battles are given because there won't be any battle. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, "When then the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." When he appears with the breath, he will kill all these evils. Praise God. He will be seen. His glory will be manifested. It says, because we know that the second coming of Jesus, he will come in a physical appearance. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15, it says, "Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, with that he should strike the nations." With his mouth, what is coming out of his mouth? The sword, which is the word of God. With his word, he will smite the nations. Praise the Lord. Then we read in Revelation 19:20, "Then the beast, which is the Antichrist, was captured, with him the false prophet. These two were cast alive into the lake of burning with brimstone." These are the first creatures that are thrown into the lake of fire. Satan is laid hold of by an angel sent from heaven with a key to the abyss, to the bottomless pit. The Greek word is ekratase, which means a quick seizure by force. So Satan will be surprised at the sudden big force to seize him. Although Satan is a malignant spirit, he is a personal devil. And the key and the chain by which he is bound signify the sovereignty of God over the pit and the nether regions. So Satan is seized, he is bound and cast into the pit, which is sealed over him. He cannot get out. Revelation chapter 20 verse 3 says, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set the seal upon him. The bottomless pit is the abode of evil spirits, but not the final judgment, not the final punishment. Then Revelation chapter 20 verse 3, we read, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. When Jesus was born, angels announced his coming, and they shouted peace on earth to men of goodwill. The world rejected the peace bringer, and the peace which he offered freely. While the world rejected the king, Satan consolidated his kingdom. At the second coming of Jesus, when the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, will come, every hostile force that would challenge his right to rule and to reign is removed from the earth. With the destruction of Satan's Trinity members, Satan and Satan being bound and sealed in the bottomless abyss, the world is free from his sinister presence and evil influence. This is the end of the present Satan-dominated world system. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, it says, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Of this time and his reign, it is written in Psalm 72, verse 7. And his days shall the righteous flourish, the righteous shall flourish, and abundance of peace as long as the moon endureth. According to Isaiah 2:4, nation shall not lift up a sword against each other, neither shall they train for war anymore. It will be a time of recreation. Isaiah 35:1 in the New King James Version says, the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. The same verse in the New Living Translation, it says, the wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. The desert shall blossom. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes, then the Revelation 27, we read, now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison. After 1,000 years of peace on earth, under the direct and righteous administration of the King of Kings, Satan is loosed for a little while, and his evil influence will immediately be manifested among the nations. He quickly fans the age-old flame of revolt and finds willing rebels to join him from the four corners of the earth. Continuous rebellion against God is death. His answer to Satan's last mad defiance is attempting to dethrone the king and again to seize his kingdom. But it's told of one short and terrible conclusive sentence in Revelation chapter 20, verses 9 and 10. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and dethroned him. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah. It will be a great day when Satan eventually is punished. The judgment of fallen angel is associated with Satan and his final judgment, which precedes the judgment of the wicked people of this world. The place of the judgment of angels is not revealed. It obviously takes place in the heavenly places, for it is said that the raptured saints will be present and participate in his judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, it says, "Do you not know that you will judge the angels?" This is not given to angels. This verse is written for Christians. Do you not know that you shall judge the angels? The subject of the judgment is that of all fallen angels. Because we read in second letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 4, "For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment." In this verse, it speaks of all evil spirit, all those who have sinned against God, all those who have rebelled against God. In Jude, it speaks of the ones who are already bound. In Jude, verse 6, "And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day." All fallen angels, all spirits, evil spirits, all demons await the judgment of the great day. The judgment of fallen angels is not to be confused with the great white throne judgment of the resurrected wicked ones. Some of the fallen angels are ascending from Tartarus, where they are presently kept. Others are seen ascending from the abyss, where they are consigned with a malignant leader, is cast into the bottomless darkness. In Revelation 12:9, it says that Satan and his angels are cast into the earth together. So it is obvious that they are cast into the abyss together at the coming of the Lord, for no trace of them is found in the earth during the 1,000 years that follow. With that last rebellion put down, and the earth, for the first time in its history, populated only with righteous people. The great arch enemy of God and man is utterly and eternally foiled by his age-old blasphemous ambition, he meets his everlasting perdition. Praise God. Mm-hmm. I want to add something. It's not actually to do with the study of satanology, but it has to do with the same subject of the world, satanic world system. In the time of tribulation, there will be a different world currency. We read in Revelation 13, verse 17. Revelation 13, verse 17. And no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. The enemy is already putting things in order. The preparation is going on. This week I received this report. An experimental digital dollar is being rolled out by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York with involvement from financial companies including MasterCard, Citigroup, HSBC Holdings, and Wells Fargo. The 12-week experiment will work as at least as a test for the creation of a centralized bank digital currency in the United States, similar to the digital currency used by the Chinese regime. A few days ago, global leaders and representatives met for the G20 summit in Bali, where they were joined by whom? By Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. The G20 summit happened just a few days ago, remember that. We know Bill Gates and his worldview. We also know Klaus Schwab, the founder of WEC Summit in Davos. They both want the big reset, reducing the world population and globalism. Following the meeting, they announced new programs that align with a great reset agenda. This includes new climate change laws, including reparations from wealthy countries to third world countries because of global warming. This may sound good, but it is a deception. Because the same people who want to help the people in Africa and Asia, they say people in Asia and Africa are useless. We don't know what we shall do with them. When all this means, what all this means, we can see from China. Every single transaction that you make is monitored. The CCP is watching every single thing that you buy. If CCP doesn't want you to buy something, in the future, they will be able to cancel your order, your purchase. If they decide that people should not buy gas or petrol this week, nobody can buy petrol. If they decide nobody can buy rice this week, nobody can buy rice. This is so easy with a digital currency where everything is centralized. And remember that the chip that they have planned to put under your skin, with that chip, they can also put you on or off the currency stream. They can regulate everything you do. They can regulate where you go. They can regulate what kind of friends you have. They can regulate what kind contacts you have, what belief you have, what political stance you have, your online activity, what purchases you make. Every single thing about you is monitored. They can also regulate this on a personal level. It's tied to your social status. They make a profile of you, whether you are a good citizen or a bad citizen. Good citizens, they can travel here and there. They can buy this and that. But bad citizens, they cannot. It means if you don't agree with their system, you're a bad citizen. They want to use this for centralized banking system. If you are a Christian or believe in democracy, you are on that list. That means if you are on that list, you cannot buy anything, whether food, whether a house, you cannot even use a taxi. You are cancelled from society. America wants to head in the same direction. If US is going to in that direction, you know that the whole world will follow. PayPal, the payment organization, they announced recently that if you say something against what they do not like, they can fine you with $2,500 and close your account. Banks have cancelled people for various reasons. They can deny you access of anything if this is becoming a reality. They are in a process of putting it into action. South Korea, Japan, India, and Sweden, they are in the testing phase. China wants every country to adopt their system as a global standard. Centralized banking, still the US Congress has to vote on this. And I don't believe it will happen as long as we are here. But after the rapture, this is going to happen. And don't think this is only China and America. This is a preparation for the prophecy, worldwide prophecy of buying and selling. After the rapture, people will be monitored. There is no personal freedom, no change unless you obey whatever they say. Praise God. Mm-hmm. We have covered a lot of today in a tremendous speed. There is so much more that could be said about these things. But my aim is that whoever listens to this teaching should understand what is happening in the unseen world. Satan is still deceiving. As long as he's free, he will deceive. He will continue. He knows his time is so short, and therefore he is more ferocious. We know that Satan's defeat started at the cross, and more so through the resurrection. Jesus is Lord. And nobody can change that fact. He will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is no equal to him. Through his act of death and resurrection, anyone who wants can be saved. He can have his sins forgiven. If you are saved, you can use the name of Jesus against every devil, against temptation, against sickness of any kind, against every evil of any kind. Use the name of Jesus. The devil will deceive you. He will say, you have no power. But you know he is a liar. He's a liar. We do have the greatest power because we use the name of Jesus. And further, the greater one is in us than he that is in the world. No evil can come against us. Next week we will start with the holy angelology. We see what the good angels, what is their job, what is their work. We will see the ministering spirits, the angels who are in heaven, who are obedient to God. Praise the Lord. Amen.